This morning, we have Principal Brenda Mack Boxworth from Ridgeview High School.
Good morning. Before we begin, I need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the high school league posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or the release of an employee, a student, or a person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open or closed session?
Open.
The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking a change in classification and region placement, or a change in region placement only?
Classification and region.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Thanks, sir. Dr. Davis is recusing himself due to connection with the school presenting. If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and you may begin.
Hey, good morning. This is Brandon Ross, the assistant principal over athletics.
Good morning.
Our athletic director, Brian Rosefield.
Good morning.
And
good morning.
The assistant superintendent of schools, Mrs. Keith Price for Richland District 2. And Mr. Rosefield will begin our presentation.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going to go ahead and start by saying, the clicker is open. Here we go. We get back to our start here. Good morning again, Brian Rosefield, athletic director of Ridgeview High School. Really appreciate everybody coming down here. I know it takes away time from your busy schedules. I know what it's like to have time away from email and parents and everything like that. So we really appreciate you coming down and hearing our appeal and our argument. But again, we are appealing. We sent this out last night to everybody here in this room for you to review. And just want to go back through everything that we had in that PowerPoint. We're basically appealing our placement in 5A, that it, because it appears that the 45 ADM numbers across the state were not pulled in an equitable manner. Now, I use the word appears for a reason, and we'll go through that here in a little bit. But again, it doesn't appear that these numbers were pulled in an equitable manner. Our fourth-year students, regardless of how many years they've been in school, how many credits they've earned academically, they will show up where they are academically. So, for example, if a fourth-year student has 2 credits, for example, they will show up as a freshman. When those numbers are pulled from a 45 ADM number, that student's going to show up as a freshman in Richland too. Okay? We'll get more into that in a little bit. This is where I need to... Okay, so as I said last time I was here a few weeks ago, I feel like I've got a master's degree now, what it means for 9GR versus 45 ADM. But as everybody knows in this room, a 45 ADM is an actual count of 9th, 10th, and 11th graders based on where they are in their grade level. A 9GR is the year that those students entered the 9th grade. That produces a count of students based on how many years they've been in school. Okay. All right. Okay. So this is an email from our student data coordinator in Richland 2, Joe Carano, talking about super juniors. I'm going to read this to you briefly real quick. In Richland School District 2, students who have otherwise met the requirements for promotion to grade 12 but need to make up a single credit are flagged as retained until they make up that course. At that point, they are immediately promoted and are eligible to graduate the same year. We refer to these students as super juniors, but they are, for all purposes, seniors. This is also the case for fourth-year students that are still classified in 9th or 10th grade based on their earned credits. Thanks, Charlie. I'll let you know. Okay, so our Richland 2 promotional requirements are as follows. Okay, for to be classified as a sophomore, you need 5 total credits. 1 must be English, 1 must be math. To be a junior, you need 12 credits, 2 and 2. And to be a senior, you need 18 total credits, 3 must be English and 3 must be math. So an example of a fourth-year student, this is an actual example for us, for a student that has met South Carolina High School League eligibility requirements, academic eligibility requirements, but he has failed English 3 during his third year. He's in his fourth year. He's playing his fourth year of eligibility. His eligibility will be exhausted, but he is still considered an 11th grader based on our 45-day ADM, okay? He will show up in our 45 ADM as an 11th grader, and therefore he is a real-time example of what our district calls a super junior. Thanks, Darla. Okay, so just to recap, back in November, this is the number that we sent in to the high school league, 1292-47, when asked for our 45-day ADM. Next, please. Okay, and this is the number that came back from Commissioner Singleton from the High School League listing our 45-day ADM from the State Department. We're going to rip through these real quick here, Charlie. So as we started looking, I started having conversations with ADs around the state. We started looking at some numbers. This was a number that we saw for a 45-day count, 1285 from the State Department. This is where we found it, 1920, 45-day, 1285. The numbers here added up 461, 407, 417 for 9 through 11, 1285. That's how this is all on the State Department website. If we were based on the State Department's rankings there, keep going, Charlie. One more. Okay, thank you. Based on the number that's on the on the State Department website, we would be at number 41 based on that 1285. Okay, next slide, please. All right, so all that being said, because of these numbers we were starting to see, State Department conversations that I was having with certain ADs, it was one AD back in, I think it was December, I was talking about something completely different. I was on the phone with him, he's in this local area, and talking about our numbers, our 45-day ADM numbers, and he said, oh yeah, Brian, we code our fourth-year kids, our super juniors, or our super freshmen, super sophomores, we go ahead and code them in PowerSchool as 12G. How do y'all do that? He said, this is what we do in our district. And so those fourth-year super juniors, for us, his super junior is not showing up in his 45-day ADM. For us, it is, in Richland 2, okay? So based on that, I sent out a survey to everybody in the state. Most of y'all in here in this room probably got it from me a few weeks ago, trying to figure out where those students would show up. In that school's case, they would show up as 12th graders. In our case, they would show up as 11th graders. So, next slide, please, Charlie. Sent out the survey. Of the surveys that were sent out, 94 schools responded. I felt like that was pretty good sample size. I'm not a statistic guy, but I felt like that was pretty good. The questions were, would your fourth-year students be in 12th grade regardless of how many credits they've earned, or would they show up in the grade, their actual grade academically? Of those 73 schools that responded, they would show up in the grade that they were academically, just like Richland 2. 13 schools that responded stated that their fourth-year students would show up as 12th graders, regardless of how many academic credits they had earned. Okay, next slide, please. So, here is a screenshot of those 13 schools. I've sorted it. Here you can see the date stamp. And I've deleted out the notes from the other 12 schools, but this one school here is one that I'd like to draw your attention to in the case of our argument here. This AD that wanted to remain nameless told me, do not use my name, do not use my school. But I can guarantee you, Brian, that my principal walked into our guidance department. He said, I don't know what they did, But our students that were fourth-year students, whether they were freshmen, sophomores, or juniors academically, credit-wise, were moved to seniors before the 45-day ABM was pulled. So, that's where I've had some issues. All right, next slide, please. I've always said, I just want to make sure the playing field is level, that everybody's doing the same thing. And based on those 13, just those 13, and that, especially that one conversation with that AD, the field's not level. So this is a screenshot of all of our fourth-year students at Ridgeview right now. You see their 9GR, and that's actually 16-17. I know y'all know that. But we have 39 students that are in their fourth year as 9th, 10th, or 11th graders academically. That's where they'll show up on the, based on their credits. At least, and I say at least, but at least 29 of these students will graduate this year. Okay? Therefore, those students, for us, in those 13 schools and that one school that I talked to earlier, before the survey was sent out, those students were able to be pulled out from those schools. Our students were counted. Again, playing field's not level. Next slide, please. Okay, so based on our math and subtracting those students out, we believe we come up with a number of 1246. Next slide, please. And based on 1246, we would be now right near North Myrtle Beach at number 47 at 1,246 students. Next slide, please. Okay. Now, the proposed region, again, that was sent out last night. Go to the next slide. This is the region that we are appealing to go into. We have letters of support. We're appealing to go into Region 4, 3, 4A. We have letters of support from Westwood and Northeast. Next slide, please. Okay, those are the letters there from those principals. Next slide, please. And we have five different proposals in terms of the reshuffling of the classifications and the regions. Proposal one, Ridgeview simply moves from Region 4 down to Region 4 in 5A to Region 4 in 4A. Next proposal, please. Ridgeview moves to 4A. We create eight regions here. Okay. 5A still has 39 schools. 4A has 41 schools. Next proposal. Ridgeview moves to 4A. The next school down, which would be West Florence, would move up to 5A, an 8 region in 5 and 4A, and both 5A and 4A have 40 schools. Next proposal, please. And this one again, Ridgeview moves to 4A, West Florence moves up to 5A. Again, both 5A and 4A have 40 schools. Next, please. And the last one here, 5A moves to 36 schools, 4A moves to 44 schools. We have 8 regions here, so we have moved down 4 schools total from 5A down to 4A. Okay, but again, I go back to that opening slide. It appears that the numbers were not pulled in an equitable manner. And that's what I'm here to do, is make sure that our kids are advocated for, that we're pulling the numbers the same way across the state. I've always said, and I've told Lou, I've told everybody in here in this room that I've talked to, if we're 5A based on numbers being equitable and the numbers being pulled the same way, then we're 5A. That's great. Okay? But I had to do my job. I'm chosen to do my job once I figured out that some schools were either intentionally or unintentionally moving kids around. And in our 4A presentation last time, a few weeks ago, we did have an AD in open session say, oh yeah, our fourth-year students, if they meet certain requirements, we go ahead and move them up to seniors. And so, again, everybody's not doing the same thing. We're here to just advocate for our kids to be able to do the same thing. Okay? Okay. Thank you.
Do you feel you've had the opportunity to present your information?
Yes.
This time, I will open the floor to the committee for questions of our presenters. Ms. Tilly.
Doctor, thanks for the. Is 30 about the number of super juniors you have each year? I mean, what's a round number of each year?
It can fluctuate between 30 and 50.
So, do you remember what it was last year?
No, seems like 40-something at the beginning of the year. It may have been 40-something.
Similar to what it was this year. I think we had
40-something.
About 40.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Did you ever figure out what the discrepancy was with what was reported to the high school league and what the State Department had, the seven less students, where those students came from or where?
Don't have a real clear answer on that. It may be a 45 ADM question, maybe a head count question. The reason that I bring up the 1285 mostly is that was a clue of like, wait a minute, numbers aren't quite right. Let me look into this a little bit more. And every time I took a step to have a conversation, more was being revealed that things weren't quite equitable. That makes any sense.
So question. The form that you submitted to the State Department, what was that number?
1292.
Okay. And then the league?
When you say to the State Department, you mean to the high school league?
Correct.
Because we got 1292.
Okay, 1292. Then the league got numbers from the State Department and sent out a confirmation email.
But that wasn't the State Department had 1285.
Yes, ma'am, I'll get to that question. So the league sent you the number 1292, which you submitted. Then he confirmed with the State Department, and a number came back for you to confirm that that was the number. And what was that number?
1292
was the number that the South Carolina High School League sent back to us.
Correct, and you had the opportunity to confirm that that number was correct or incorrect.
Correct.
And at that time, you sent back what number to the league?
1292.
So you responded that it was 1292, even though the State Department said it was 1285.
Yes, because I went to our district data coordinator to get the number. And that was the number that they sent me to Ridgeview.
Okay, so, but you did respond then at that time that the number that the league sent you was indeed correct. So then once the league got all those numbers, you all did the tabulations based on the confirmed numbers from the schools. Okay, thank you. That was my question. Other questions?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Will all 39 of those students graduate?
29 of the 39 are on track to graduate, yes, ma'am. We just have some fourth year ninth graders, but they're not athletically eligible, so they should not have been counted.
Does your district do early graduation as well? Like a junior, a third-year student, can they graduate?
Yes.
In 3 years, or someone graduate in January?
Yes.
So would an 11th grader this year that is going to graduate this June, where would they have been coded at the 45-day enrollment?
As a junior.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the same as several districts I know of too. So we're going to lose those students. So those numbers aren't going to be exactly accurate.
Yes, sir. But we have about two of those students. Okay. The number is not nearly the same. Okay.
Okay. Other questions? Letters of support. We saw the two from the region that you would move into in 4A. Two of the five in that region sent you a letter of support. Did you get any letters of support from any 5A schools that you would be leaving 5A to go to 4A?
Yes, sir. We did not. And I understand the request for that and the encouragement for that. And we did. Our sister schools were kind enough to give letters of support for us moving to that region. But we also do feel that if we were appealing based on a different set of criteria, if it was travel or a competition, hey, we just can't compete at 5A, we really need your help to let us in and let us out, then we feel like those letters would definitely be needed. In this case here with numbers, again, intentionally, unintentionally, not being pulled equitably, we don't feel like we need full support because it's a numbers thing. It's not a, hey, we just need your help, you know, because of travel or cost or, you know, that type of deal.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I have a question for Mr. General Motti. Without looking it up, someone may know it offhand, but is that not a common practice? I mean, we got these numbers to move from one area to the other. you know, from a freshman to a sophomore with credits, to a freshman from a sophomore to a junior, junior, senior. Is that not in our manual of policy from the State Department? Which I'm going back to, just a point of emphasis is, I think I've read it somewhere. It didn't just appear in my handbook. But those other 13, did you say, that you found? Those are the ones that are not. I mean, we're the rest of us, and I'm with you. I mean, as far as the what we do, I mean, I think, but am I correct by saying that? That's a state?
No, if I'm not mistaken, it's a local board policy of how you promote. Our district has, you have X number of credits. You have to have an English, a math, a science, or a social studies, and a total of four to promote to 10th grade. And then 10th right. to 11th, you have to have two English, two math, and right. 10. But no, it is not a state mandate. That's a local board policy that you do for promotion and retention.
Okay. Well, a lot of local boards have a similar. Just a question.
Other questions? Hearing no other questions at this time, I would entertain.
Could I?
Yes, sir.
Could someone explain the 1285 and 1292? I mean, that discrepancy again. I mean, just in short order. I mean, so what did the league use, 1285 or 1292?
The number that we received from the State Department was 1292.
Okay.
And that was confirmed.
And we sent it out to the school asking,
when everyone
is this the actual number? And if not, check with the State Department. Tell them to send us a different number. And we gave them days to get that done. Give us a different number. With the State Department verifying that it is, then we can obtain it. In absence of that, we don't know, we assume that the number is correct. But the original number that we got was 1292. And that's what we sent out. I think that's the catch-all. I think it gives you the ability to go back and say, this isn't right. And there's a window of time to do that.
So when was the discrepancy found? I saw some dates.
Yeah. So I think it's a great question. It was after December 13th.
The deadline.
It was after these conversations. It was after looking at the 1285. And like I said earlier, Mr. Stone was just every step that I took, it was more was being revealed that, again, things were not pulled in an equitable manner. And so... it was after December 13th. I can't tell you exactly when the date was, a student, but it was after that. And like I said, just more was being found.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to clarify with Mr. Singleton. They were pulled actually in an equitable manner, and that we used the same process to determine the schools. The numbers for every school is just... it's only as good as the data that the State Department receives. But the manner in which they were pulled was consistent among all schools.
We used one set of reports that came to us, and we used it for all schools.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask a question. Have you had a conversation with the State Department?
Have not.
Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
How much does your 45 day count differ from your 135 day count from last year? Do you remember? How much of a discrepancy?
I don't know the answer to that.
Committee members, anybody else? Hearing none, at this time I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion to uphold 5A Executive Committee classifications ruling up to deny the appeal.
We have a motion to uphold the 5A Executive committee's denial of the appeal for Ridgeview to stay in 5A in current placement. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. This time I would open the floor for discussion.
Point of clarification, they pursued two classifications. So that we're clear, the 4A class also denied it. So I'll come back with a second motion. Or you're going to include both of them in the motion. Like you said, we're talking 5A and 4A decision.
Sure, I'd like to amend my motion to include 4A executive committee's denial as well.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to uphold the 4A and 5A's executive committee's decision to keep the placement the same. Still the second?
Second.
And we have the second. Discussion is now open on the motion.
made the motion to just because I don't see where the league made any error with their gathering of numbers or their placement based off the numbers into classifications.
Other discussion?
Right. If I was sitting in that chair, I would be doing the same thing as an athletics director, because you see the discrepancies of the numbers and not everyone's on the same playing field, as in how we people report. What we based here on what's going on is based on what was sent to us by the state. Somehow I think the state needs to be notified, being that this is such an important factor in deciding what classifications. We do this every 2 years. Something's got to be given or taken or may change so that you're not put in a situation. I feel bad that you're in a situation. Like I said, I'd be doing the same thing. But if we're following protocol on what we do with the classifications and how it's made, and you had a chance to change numbers or, you know, look at your numbers, you know, it puts us in a situation. We got to vote. We got class two classifications that are voting, you know, 4 and 5A, I should say, you know, that have a stand on this. And I think we have to do what they're doing. But I really think something has to be changed in the how the numbers are not the same. It's just beyond me that numbers aren't the same when reported. And yeah, the look is that people either, you know, we all look at maybe education differently and how our students are looked, but maybe too, it makes you think too, you know, the availability of Plymouth numbers is not good either. You know, so I mean, I think something has to be done there. That's my opinion as an athletic director. Much, you know, more, you know, people here much more than I am when it comes to administration stuff. I don't deal with it, but I mean, I do think that we have to deal with what the not, you know, the what you said, as in saying, I'm garbling the words right now, but follow protocol. But I really think that's something that you as principals or superintendents need to address that with the state department.
Other discussion or comments?
On your slide, one of your slides, you had you were doing the ADM versus the 9GR, which is a good point of emphasis. But one thing that I will take away from that, my takeaway is that 9GR will probably count more heavily. You're making the argument for your 9GR, which constitutes your dropout. So if you talk 9GR numbers and you're talking ADM, your 9GR is over here on your dropout, which would probably, maybe not, I hope not, but law of average across the state. So that would be a higher discrepancy, I think, than what we're talking about here with missing these 40 or so students. So a consistency factor of where we are here, looking at that, I mean, is just a point that I wanted to bring about.
Other discussion?
I would just add, I think the fact that 4 and 5A both made a decision on this and then it was brought to us, and it sounds like the league pulled the same numbers for everyone, though I get the dilemma. I think with what you've presented today, at the minimum, at least, there should be a long look taken as we retrieve numbers when the next realignment comes about to ensure that, like you said, everyone is working toward the same data.
I would echo that. As this being the first time we've done it with just 9, 10, and 11, it obviously has brought out some unintended possible consequences. So I, you know, as the realignment committee comes forward, going forward, probably need to have some further discussion and to more clearly define how those numbers are pulled in cooperation with the State Department.
And just because we're keep referencing the agency that I work for. I did, when I got that presentation yesterday, I sent it to our finance and data office, but you know, I need 24 hours at least to get some type of answer. So if you all had brought it up, or if someone had brought it up, you know, a week ago, could have come here a lot more prepared, but I don't really have anything to say because that's not my wheelhouse.
Any further discussion? At this time, we have a motion on the floor to uphold the 4A and 5A Executive Committee's decision to keep the placement the same for Ridgeview. And we have a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please raise your right hand.
Please raise hands high. 14.
Opposed.
0.
This means at this time the Executive Committee has upheld the decision to keep you in the 5A placement. If you wish to appeal that decision to the appellate panel, please notify the commissioner within 24 hours in writing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.